Hi, it's Michael Senoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but to get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going.
Hello.
Hi, this is Keith Melton. Is this Michael?
Yeah, hey Keith. Is this a good time to talk?
You know what? You picked the perfect time. I'm heading overseas in a couple of hours, so you couldn't have called it a better time.
I understand that. Well, first I want to congratulate you for your incredible weight loss, both, of course, with diet primarily. Secondly, with the Heavy Hands, and I thought I'd do a short little interview with you so we can share that with all our Heavy Hands enthusiasts, and maybe they can learn a thing or two from you.
I'll be happy to share my experiences. If they're helpful, that would be great.
That's fantastic. So tell me your story. Tell me what occurred with you related to Heavy Hands and your weight.
In the last 3.5 months, I have lost 78 pounds. I'm down from 285 to 208.
Wow. That's a dramatic weight loss. So is this the first time you've lost this much weight, or has this been an ongoing battle?
I've had several years of back problems and back fusions, and I couldn't exercise. No matter what I did, it was uncomfortable. But I finally had another surgery in December. The pain cleared up, and I went on a combined approach of strict dietary control and an objective each day to exercise more calories than I consume. And I go way beyond that. So for me, I came up with basically three different exercise periods a day. I start with an elliptical for half an hour to 45 minutes. I'm 74 years old, getting my heart up in the high 130s, which for me is pretty much the max it should be. Later in the day, I will do an hour of martial arts. I'm a specialist in cane. Actually, I'm a master of the cane, former taekwondo, but I use a cane. And then at night, I'll go out for a Heavy Hands walk for about 45 minutes. I really enjoy your new grips. The 5-pound weights seem to be fine for me.
So you're walking with 5 total pounds in each hand, or you have 11.5 pounds in each hand?
2.5. I'll do that for 50 to 60 counts. The count is every other foot. Then I'll follow that with straight clenches to the center line. I'll follow that with lifting my hands overhead as if I'm pumping a weight overhead. Then I'll go back to crossing my body with them. Then I'll go back to dropping my hands behind my head.
Let me ask you this. What do you think is more important, diet or exercise, when it comes to fat loss?
I think you have to have both.
So what are you doing for your diet? What advice would you give on that?
Exercise more than you consume. And so as long as you do that, you can eat anything you want, as long as you're willing to offset it with exercise. It's just that Heavy Hands gives such a, as you point out, 4 limbs instead of 2. It's such a burn and cardio burn from it. It's very efficient to use. I start with a protein shake each morning. I love that Premier brand, which is, to me, just tastes like a milkshake. My main meal every day is lunch, which is usually a Caesar salad with a piece of grilled salmon on it. My snack in the afternoon is just some cherry tomatoes. And then at night, I will have 1 or 2 of the low-fat, 80-calorie yogurts, low-fat cottage cheese.
Are you battling hunger? I mean, you're doing a lot of exercise. Are you hungry throughout the day?
No. In fact, I don't even experience it. If I'm hungry, I'll have an extra shake. I hadn't even thought about hunger, actually. Just focusing on the exercise for me has been just getting rid of the back pain. Back pain is the worst thing I've ever experienced.
Would you have a lower back pain?
lower back, and I had two fusions. The first one got infected, and then they had to go in and reoperate on it, and that was another year. And then the disc next to it failed, so they had to fuse that. Then I finally had stenosis above that, and they got that fixed in December. And since then, I'm pain-free. Only thing I need to do is just to be careful not to overdo it. And
yeah.
That's why Heavy Hands has been so good that I can, as Dr. Schwartz pointed out, I can go through a medley of exercises, and I'm not destroying any particular muscle, but I'm getting the burn. One of the things I contacted you about was I'd love to see some of the movements tried to illustrate in his book, because I've never understood their flow.
You know, on the website, weightedhands.com, I have some of his old videos, Schwartz's old aerobic videos. Did you ever see those?
I did. I looked through them because I'm not a big aerobics fan.
He does some of the movements in there, but you would just do them walking. But I know what you're saying. I need to get a professional to do that, and that's a good goal because that was me a long time ago, and I needed to get something put together quickly, but I need a more professional.
The ones you had were fine, but just those were kind of intuitive movements to me that I had.
Yeah, basic stuff.
He has some that he kept touting and discussing the efficiency of them. I'd love to incorporate them, but I know from my martial arts, it's one thing to see a couple of static pictures and it's described. It's completely different when you see a movement, and it would be, to me, very helpful to see that. And I haven't seen any videos of him doing it.
You know, I've never seen any of him. I've never seen any video of him doing really any of the videos, just pictures, snapshots. That would be nice. But I could definitely recreate that and get a good model, you know, good-looking guy or good-looking woman who could follow the book and duplicate those movements. I think that would be very helpful.
Is there anyone that teaches Heavy Hands at a serious level?
Not that I know of. Back in the day, yeah, there were people doing, like, the aerobics classes and stuff. You know, I know the intricate stuff is a little bit advanced, but it's pretty damn basic. You get your ass out there and walk and pump those weights.
But time under stress, and it is. I pulled a bit of a leg muscle, and I found I just essentially laid off for 3 or 4 days, but then just cut my pace in half, but then picked up a heavier weight and then tried to overcompensate with the arms. Sometimes walking at 150 steps a minute or whatever I was trying to do.
Sometimes the slower you go, the harder it is.
That's a good point, and I listened to that on one of your podcasts. Maybe I'll move up to some heavier weights and try that.
Time under tension. You don't even have to go that heavy. You start moving in slow motion, you're going to have less momentum working for you, and you're going to be under tension much longer, and the weights are going to start feeling much heavier. So, like, imagine you did a pump to level 3. You go slow and bend your knees when you're walking. What do you call them? Not dips, but what do you call it when you're walking and you're bending your knees real deep?
I saw pictures of him doing that. I'm apprehensive when it comes to, like, the ski poling.
Not that. I don't think that'd be good for your back. But you're walking real slow, but when you land on your foot, bend your knees a little bit so you're getting your thigh action. And then you're bringing your arms up over your head. So even with your 5 pound, you could handle that, but you go real slow, like in slow motion, and you're under tension the whole time. And I'm telling you, you do 10, 20, 30 steps of those, you will be huffing and puffing.
I was listening to people talking about doing the heavy weights. The 5 pounds up to level 2, I'm not getting it. 2.5, maybe I'm not getting it to 3. That's exhausting to me. Glory be to them if they're going at that pace.
Over the years, I've realized you really don't need the heavy stuff. You don't. And, you know, when he first started, he was selling weights up to 10 pounds in each hand. And then later on, I think he discovered, kind of like I'm discovering, I have some demand for the heavier weights, but it's just not necessary. Because if you're going out there pumping 11.5 pounds in each hand, you're cheating. You're not extending your arm back as far as you can, and you're not going to a higher level. You may be bringing it to level 1 rather than, if they were lighter weights, you'd be going to level 2. And you don't have the ability with that heavy weight to get all the different range of movements. It isn't necessary.
I agree. I wrote him back 1983, 84, exchanged some letters with him. And he was just very engaging, certainly the gentleman. I'm sorry to see that he passed away in 2010.
How did you first learn about Heavy Hands?
I was recovering from an ACL tear from running too much. and actually running with weights. I was running and pumping, and I was in 1985, so I was a lot younger in those days, and overdid it, somehow contributed to an ACL, and then I tore something in my shoulder from trying to run with the weights.
Were they heavy hand weights?
No, they were dumbbells.
Oh, you were running with dumbbells. How much weight were you running with?
8 to 10.
Oh, yeah, and you overdid it, huh?
I overdid it. So I had seen his book at some point during the recovery, and then I switched over to it and somehow communicated to him something on my recovery. I think I started off, I think I was on a bicycle, and I was pumping on a stationary bike, whatever I was doing to try to accelerate my recovery. He was very gracious with his responses, but the point either he mentioned or I read from him, you certainly mentioned it, was maybe it was his comment that he jokingly said of 1,000 people in a park using the weights, 2 were doing it correctly. I have never seen anyone exercising properly with them.
Rarely. They're carrying them. That's right. It's unfortunate, too.
Well, you're certainly spreading the gospel.
I am. I'm out there and working on getting out there even more. You know, it takes time, but there are a lot of old-timers like yourself, not referring to your age, but old-time heavy hand users who use them and have stories just like you and success, and I like to try and capture those and share that with the new guys.
I just packed your handles, and I'm heading to Prague, Berlin on a project, and I just put them in my exercise bag for you over there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Keith, for sharing your story with us, and I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and please, when you have an opportunity, I'd love to see some of those movements, more you could expand.
Oh, well, I'm going to make a note. I got to hire an athletic model out here, and in San Diego, it will not be hard to do that. And I'd like to get a woman, too, because I do have a lot of women customers, but the site is really geared more towards men. I need to focus on the gals, too, so I will do that.
Yeah, my wife is a model. 5'11", 6% body fat, just genetically gifted. But I can't get her to use heavy hands. I mean, strength-wise, she is tremendously strong. It's just there's some kind of a social stigma.
Definitely.
That's what I was trying to deal with the two-pounders and the lightweights. But I can't get her to exercise with a cane.
I understand. They're going to do what they want to do, so don't worry about it.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and congratulations on your business success, and I look forward to hearing from
you. Thank you. Have a great trip, and thank you for taking the time to share.
You're welcome, sir.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.